Hello, my name is Alana Tarazona, and I'm here talking about experiences in middle school. As most of you know, most students say that middle school is frustrating, but I'm here with Angelica, and I'm going to interview her about her experience in middle school, see if she also found it frustrating or she has a different opinion. Hi, Angelica, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm fine.
So to start us off, what was middle school like for you? Did you feel comfortable or was it awkward and why?
It was awkward for the simple fact that I was like the odd one out. I was like, how do I explain it? There was like, you know how there's these social groups in middle school? Everybody has their own group of friends. I was just like the odd one out. On top of that, with all the work and everything, you could say that it's frustrating. Because you have to keep up with your social life, and then you also have to keep up with your educational life, and that's difficult.
That sounds complicated. How was middle school compared to elementary?
Hard. Elementary, everything was so easy. It was just like school, homework, and then back to school. But then once you get to middle school, things change, especially in this generation. A lot of things change. And it's basically because of, like, once again, social groups, social media, stuff like that.
I can, like, relate to you.
Yeah.
Moving on to the next question. From what you can remember, what was the most difficult experience in middle school? Were you bullied? If so, how did you take action upon it?
The most difficult thing in middle school was the drama and the gossip. I wouldn't technically say I was bullied. But it was to a point where, like, I became a bully. So when you asked me how I took action upon that, I was actually very rebellious in middle school, where I was always getting suspended, always fighting, and stuff like that. In middle school is when I was brought out of character when I shouldn't have to be.
What made you turn into a bully?
People. In middle school, a lot of people like to talk about you. It's the same in high school and even college. But middle school is like one of those years for me that was like the most difficult. Because the school one is to blame. The environment, because they allowed it. So I guess, I don't know, I really can't tell you.
Well, that sounded even more complicated.
Yeah, it is.
Well, aside from the bad experience, what did you mostly like about middle school and why?
I liked the preparation. In middle school, usually you're like one step closer to high school. And once you reach high school, once you graduate and you get to high school, everything changes. It's like a weight lifted off your shoulders. It's like, I'm not a little girl anymore. You don't have to treat me like a little girl. I'm about to go into high school. I think that was like the best thing about middle school is like that I know that I'm getting prepared for something better and bigger.
What high school did you get into?
I got into a lot of high schools, but I chose to go to a bad school for distance. I went to Health Opportunities High School.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, you think so?
In those years, what kind of person were you? Were you a leader or the shy type? And how much do you feel that you've changed up until now?
I was definitely a leader in high school. I was one of those girls that could balance out the school, the social life, deal with the social media situations, and still keep a smile upon my face. Not many girls could do that. Because when you get to high school, you'll see what I'm talking about.
How do you feel that you've changed up until this moment?
I changed a lot. I've matured a lot from those years, to be honest with you. But once you graduate from middle school into high school, once you finish your 4 years in high school, I promise you, it's the best feeling in the world, and you're never going to want to go back. Like, whoever says I miss high school or I miss middle school is lying.
Well, do you think that middle school helped you be mature and when you arrived into high school?
No.
How so?
from middle school, I mean, to be completely honest with you, I've always been rebellious since a baby. So middle school was kind of hard for me because of that. And I just brought that baggage into high school, which made my first 2 years in high school very hard for me.
Wow. What did you feel about the staff, the teachers, and the office members? How did they act to make you feel that way towards them?
In middle school?
Mm-hmm.
So in middle school, I went to a charter school. It's very strict. It's long hours from 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Staff, overall, teachers do care about you. Like, they're like, how do I say it? They care about you to an extent. You understand? Like, of course, they want you to pass their class and stuff like that, but they don't care about your emotions. They just care, you're doing your work. Are you getting this done? But they don't care about how, like, you're feeling. They don't get to know you. They don't get to build the bond with you. And it's not something you should get used to, because even in high school, teachers won't care, or college teachers won't care about you. They just want their work and how you're doing in their class. But I feel like in middle school, it was like a different, like, the staff members in my school, the reason why it was so difficult is because they'll choose favorites. Like, oh, you're my favorite, you get this. And then, oh, you don't get that. It's like, that's how it was in my charter school.
How do you feel about them? Did you not like them because of that?
I did not like them. I did not like them, to be completely honest with you. And when they know you don't like them, they make your life 10 times worse.
That sounds so rough.
Yeah, it was.
Would you like to give any middle schoolers advice from your own experience, what to look out for in middle school?
When you're in middle school or any other grade, even if it may seem difficult, just focus on your education and your studies. Don't focus solely on making friends and building bonds and meeting their expectations when you could rather be doing something else. You understand? Like, don't get lost. Stay on track. Like, you're in school for one thing and one thing only, and it's to finish and graduate. Don't get distracted by social media, your group of friends, A, B, and C. Just stay on track and focus. Because the faster you get out of it, the more you get to enjoy your life easier.
That actually gave me an idea, since I'm also in middle school. Maybe that's something I should look out for.
Yeah.
And this is Alana Tarazona. This is the end of the podcast. Out.